Centuries ago, there was a wealthy young Christian who was in love and he was engaged and waiting to be married. He had everything going for him, but he lived in the Roman Empire and the emperor had declared Christianity to be an illegal religion. If he'd said Caesar is Lord, which is effectively saying Caesar is God, if he'd said that like everybody else, he would have been politically correct, but he wouldn't say it. Instead, he said, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is God, not Caesar. Because of his faith, he was guilty of treason. Well, the story goes that this young man is arrested in a crackdown against Christians. And while awaiting execution in the arena, he wrote some love letters to his fiancée. They were really beautiful, passionate love letters, assuring her of his great love for her. But the two were never married, because in AD 269, the young man was put to death for being a Christian. The day of his execution was February the 14th. His name was Valentine. Valentine's Day is not about chocolates and roses. It's about a man of God laying down his life for Christ. St. Valentine understood that it's better to be loved by God than to be liked by the world. Christians made